It's Wednesday when we like to pay attention to theater, and there's some great theater to pay attention to. Halfway through its run is Twelfth Night, presented as a co-production of Eastern Washington University and the Modern Theater Spokane, running at the Modern Theater Spokane this Thursday through Sunday. In that is the character Festy, who is the minstrel who holds the show together. And in that role is David Bullis. He's in the studio. Let's get in the mood of what the minstrel should be doing as he does his version of one of those famous songs from Twelfth Night.
Oh, mistress of mine, where are you roaming? Oh, staying here, your true love's coming. I can sing both high and low. Trip no further, pretty sweeting, journey's ending. Lovers meeting, every wise man's son doth know. What is love? 'Tis not hereafter, present mirth hath present laughter. What's to come? So unsure. In delay, there lies no plenty. Come and kiss me, sweet and twenty. Youth's a stuff. Mistress mine, where are you roaming? Oh, staying here, your true love's coming. From
Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, O Mistress Mine, sung by David Bullis. David, thanks for coming in.
Of course. I'm so glad to be here.
Now, I attended Twelfth Night last Saturday and was pleased by so many aspects of the production, including and especially the narrator, Festy, and his role, and specifically you, David, in that role. As I watched and listened, I was so pleased that of your singing, your guitar playing, and your acting, and kind of wonder how all those things came about. What is the anatomy of those three skills for you?
Okay, well, I suppose I'll start with being a singer first. Music, I was homeschooled for 14 years, and so my mother is an incredibly theatrical, musical human being. And she had no formal training as a teacher, but just taught us anyway. And so we, a lot of my foundational educational years were really grounded and rooted in the theatrical and the musical, like learning the ABCs. I couldn't do it forever, and then I'm sitting at the piano and I'm just hitting it, and then I just start saying it to rhythm. music is something that just like comes out of me and I can't stop it. And so I started singing in church choirs and church bands and all that for a long time.
Isn't that an incredible musical education in church bands, church choirs, where you have to do so much material and produce no matter what?
You know, I didn't start playing guitar until I was 16, and now I've been playing for 10 years. And I was in a band for a couple of years in Spokane. We were local. Arcadia's Burning was our name. And I was the songwriter and main guitar player for the whole thing. And it was funny because I felt like I pulled the wool over everybody's eyes because I'm like, I'm not very talented, but here we go, you know. And acting, I had done church plays for a long time. I started acting more seriously, I guess, in high school. And I stopped doing that right after high school, actually, and started pursuing an education degree, a major in that, secondary education in English and history. And it's like, I'm going to be a teacher. And, I just kind of decided, I had a conversation with a friend of mine, and he's like, why aren't you acting? That's what you love to do. I'm like, well, okay, fine. And then I switched majors like a year ago, last winter, and I haven't stopped since.
So you're part of that amazing theater department at EWU, right?
Yeah, at Eastern Theater. I'm a big fan of everything that they do. And even before I was a part of the program, I was going and seeing their shows. I did a Stage Door to the Future, was an old children's summer camp they did. And I would help out with that all the time. And big fan. Of the work they do there, and learning technique and acting is much different than how I used to do it. It was just like, here we go. You know, when you know technique, you're like, okay, now I know why I'm doing this and all of that.
David Bullis, who is in the role of Festy, the narrator, in Twelfth Night at the Modern Theater Spokane, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night at 7:30, Sunday at 2. What about now these songs? When did Zach Baker give you the song to learn?
Well, you know, Zach and I started working on these songs a couple months before we started actually working on Twelfth Night. So we started that July 20th. Mm-hmm. So it was
early July, or May.
And it was really a collaborative effort. You know, he had some chords that he was like, I think these will work. Go play with it. And then I would just go home and play and play and play until I figured out something. That's why he was like, make sure to get arrangement, because I pretty much, the way they're done vocally was...
Oh, so you are credited in the program as the arranger, too. I'm sorry, I missed that detail.
One of the songs I actually composed.
Oh, okay. Well, it feels like that. It has that organic feeling to your performance. And I guess lest we lose out on the chance to hear them, why don't we move toward that really deep come away death that happens in it. And it also, I have to say, it happens with a really intense moment on stage with the two characters just quietly looking at each other. It's a chillingly amazing moment of these of the two characters looking at each other while we hear this.
Fair cruel man.
shroud of white, I'll stalk with you, oh, preparing my part of death. No one so true did share it. Thousand, thousand sighs to save. Lay me, oh, where sad true lover never find my grave. To weep there, to weep there. Come away. Come away, death. Come away, come away.
Come away, death. From Twelfth Night, sung here in our studio by David Bullis. Let's talk about that role, Festa, whom I call the minstrel. How do you define Festa's function within that play?
You know, I think the thing about Festi in this entire play is that he is the one that sees everything, that sees all that's going on. He's like, you know, when you're in a hotel, they say, watch out for the help, because they're the eyes and ears of the place, mm-hmm. right? You know, that he's really that. And one song in particular, the Hey Ho, the Wind and the Rain, that we chose to actually have an intro with that song as well as the outro. Mm-hmm. It's traditionally at the end of the song, mm-hmm. but at the end of the play, I mean. And that song, in certain ways, you can interpret it as a warning to the lifestyle that these people are living, because, you know, Festi's just like, look how it works out for them, you know. I think he's a bit of a trickster. He loves getting a good laugh. That's what he lives for. But he's always watching and always listening, you know, like Jon Stewart, for instance, you know.
Yeah.
He's always watching, and he's making a joke, but he is saying something.
Or your classic musician, I mean, in every way. I mean, it seems like such a consistent idea, because people don't think that the guy delivering the song is actually assessing the audience.
Oh, yeah, he's your Bob Dylan, right?
Yeah, right. Good. Do you want to do a little bit of the Wind and the Rain, just a touch of it, or you?
You know, I think I could do it in a different tuning. Let's see.
Well, if you,
okay. Let's see if I can.
Okay. That'll give me a chance to say that. And in the studio with me, David Bullis, who is Festi in the Twelfth Night performance, which is Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30, and Sunday at 2 at Modern Theater Spokane, and it's a collaboration between Modern Theater Spokane and the EWU Theater Department, and that includes some SFCC people too, including Bill and Sarah Edlin Marlowe, and some amazing roles. And I killed the time till you tuned, and so we can hear it.
All right.
Good.
I was that in a tiny boy with a hey-ho, the wind and the rain. Foolish things, but a toy. And the rain, it rained every day. And the rain, it rained every day. But when I came to Manchester, with a hey-ho, the wind and the
once again from Twelfth Night, sung by David Bullis, who's with me. And there's one piece that we were not doing today, but there's an intense, dark, rock-like instrumental that you put into the piece. And is that something that you created?
That is something I created. To the Devil is called To the Devil. And, you know, I have to admit I slightly cheated a little because I took some chords from a song I had written for the band years ago. But
so did Bach.
Right, yeah, constantly. So I'm just doing what the professionals have done
there
for years. That song is really intense, and that particular scene is, it can be played comedic, and I think we're doing it right, playing it this in the hard way that it is. It's not a nice thing that's happening to that person, and so just the intensity of playing that. You know, what I love about music, is like Shakespeare, you know, I have some friends who are like, am I going to get what you're saying? And that's the thing about music, is that it's like soccer. It's that universal language. And even if you don't exactly know what they're saying, the sound and the music and the chords, it can all influence the way that you feel and take you on that journey, whether or not you know what they're saying. Mm-hmm. That's why we can listen to music that we don't know the language. Mm-hmm. I just think it's so beautiful.
And throughout the play, you come in many different entrances and times when you'll come in and you'll illuminate something. You'll kind of give a mood change or get us into a scene. And so I assume that was kind of just worked out collaboratively as you worked through the play. I'll let you keep tuning before you have to answer me.
Oh, yeah. It was really enjoyable. You know, I would go, we're blocking a scene, and then I go to the makeup room to go hang out, and they go, hey, we need you real quick.
Yeah.
Hey, we need you. And I'm like, oh, okay. We were constantly inserting underscoring into the scenes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the already heightened text of Shakespeare, heightened even further by music. Mm-hmm. I love it. One of the transition songs we actually use, the If Music Be the Food of Love, play on.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, you use that. Yeah,
and
really
that's
well.
The,
yeah.
That's that line everybody knows from Twelfth Night, you know.
Yeah. Perfect.
And it goes a little something like this. I guess I'll play.
Yeah, please.
Music be the food of love. Play on. Play on. It's just that little simple little ditty.
Yeah. David Bullis, who's in that cast of Twelfth Night. As I mentioned, it's Thursday through Sunday. What a treat to have you come around. Thanks for coming around.
Thanks for letting me come in. I've enjoyed myself thoroughly.
And then we got the Jolly Roger to go out on. And
yeah, so, we'll send it out on some Jolly Robin.
Jolly Robin, rather. And that's how you open the second act, isn't
it,
as I remember? And so that you just come on and play that piece. Okay, let's go out with David Bullis and Jolly Robin.
Hey, Jolly Robin, hey, Robin, hey, Jolly Robin, hey, Jolly Robin, hey, Robin, hey, Jolly Robin. Tell me how thy lady does. Hey, Jolly Robin, hey, Robin, hey, Jolly Robin, hey, Jolly Robin, hey, Robin, hey, Jolly Robin. Tell me how thy lady does. My lady is unkind, pretty. Alas, why is she so? She loves another. She loves another. La ta 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 la la la.
From Twelfth Night with my guest David Bullis. And which brings me, I think, to the conclusion that you can sound in on, that that Jeff Sanders, who directed this, was so absolutely adamant of that famous question, what time period did you set this in? You know, Shakespeare from the early 1600s. And he simply said, now. And that, I think that's made so obvious by the music. Isn't that really also your role, to make this right now?
I completely concur with that. You know, that's one of the harder things with Shakespeare, I think, is to make it feel accessible to people nowadays, because it's so far removed from us. But the emotions, the feelings, they're all the same. Who doesn't know Unrequited Love? We all know that. They're just saying it a little bit more flowery. I love that the costumes in this show, which are done by Leslie from Gonzaga, another collaborative university, they're fantastic. You know, they don't imply anything other than right now, right here. You know, and that is so wonderful, and it's just, you know, you have people who come and see the show and go, you know, I don't normally like Shakespeare or understand Shakespeare, but I liked that. And that is both pleasing to hear, but also just invigorating for the art itself, that we can still take it and still make sense to people who spend a lot of time staring at their cell phone, you know? it's very, very excellent. And Jeff Sanders' direction in the show is you know, primo as always.
Yeah, that's great. Well, terrific. David Bullis, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Vern. I love it.